We welcome Joe Beeman. He is an independent candidate for Jackson County Sheriff. Old Jackson High guy, Spring Arbor grad, and former track star. Do you ever take yourself back to those days, Joe?
Of track and field? Yeah. You know, the competition part of it, absolutely. I still like to compete.
Do you have any records over there yet?
I'm not 100% sure of. I was tied with Fred Parker,
okay,
for the high jump.
Yeah,
at 6'11", and I don't know if anyone has
I don't think anybody
passed that. Or
I don't think so. I don't think so. So you've been with the DOC for a long time. Can you talk about your career there?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Love to. I started out as an officer down at the Adrian Correctional Facility around 2000, and from there, I've had kind of a regular journey. Well, I guess regular for me type of journey. I was an officer. Then I went to the SAI boot camp out at Chelsea, Special Alternative Incarceration. From there, I went on to manage a 260-man housing unit at the Cooper Street Correctional Facility. That was 2006. We ran into some serious budgetary issues. So I ended up moving out. I had a degree from Spring Arbor, which was a benefit to me in working with the department.
Sure.
So I was able to then go work in the for parole and probation for about 7 years. I then transferred out of parole and probation and went to the parole violation unit, where I acted as a prosecutor against parole violators, which was basically we would hold administrative hearings and determine whether elements of their parole had been violated, and then we would make recommendations as to their return or not return to prison. From there, I went on to manage the Interstate Compact Office in Lansing at our central office area, where I was the deputy compact administrator for the state of Michigan, as well as the administrator of the Interstate Agreement on Detainers for the state of Michigan. I'm currently working as an institutional parole agent at the Cotton Correctional Facility in the offender success area.
So obviously a lot of experience.
Absolutely. Definitely. I've got a broad brush scope of kind of corrections in the criminal justice system, how it ultimately works.
So why do you want to be sheriff?
I fundamentally believe that We're at a unique moment in time here. This goes beyond the whole 2017 incident with our current sheriff, which was obviously grotesque, is really the only way that I can explain that. We're at a pivotal point, I think, in our country's standpoint, where we're really talking about what do we want law enforcement to be? What do we want them to do? We've done things a particular way for an extraordinarily long period of time, and we've kind of developed a specific archetype of a law enforcement officer, and there's a picture of kind of criminal justice that we've kind of laid out. And I believe that it's time for us to really take a long, hard look at it. And for me, that includes equal doses of community programming and the enforcement of the law. To me, those two things are paramount in creating effective long-term community safety. So the sheriff in any county is the preeminent law enforcement officer of the county, and I really believe that with the great community partners we have in Jackson, with our current state of our circuit court and our district court judges, as well as the district court probation office, the juvenile court system, in concert with the sheriff's department, this is a great opportunity. And with my broad experience across really corrections in general, the probation parole process, community supervision, and then partnering with the great experts we have right now in the law enforcement, in the sheriff's department right now, the captains, the detective bureau. It's just a great opportunity to lead our county and potentially our state into a new direction of what we want law enforcement to look like.
You've worked with a lot of bad guys.
Absolutely.
And you, some of them are bad, some of them are worse. Where do we go wrong, Joe?
Well, I think, if I had that answer, we'd be talking at a national level right now, quite honestly. But, no, you're absolutely right. You know, everyone isn't going to figure this out. That's the unfortunate part of the criminal justice system. But I think it's incumbent upon us as citizens, it's incumbent upon us for our communities that we need to look at the long game in this process. So when you really start to dig deep, and this isn't my information, this is information from the FBI, from the National Institute of Justice, from minds that are much brighter than mine, we understand a lot of the root causes of criminal behavior: mental health, substance abuse, undereducation, lack of employment. We find that these certain at-risk populations are continually breaking the law. So when we're looking at like an overall scheme of how we approach long-term community safety, we need to address it from the standpoint of, we have to enforce the laws as they're written on the books. Absolutely. Enforcement is paramount to it. We have to enforce laws on books. We have to give law enforcement the tools, the equipment, the support that they need to go out every day and do their jobs. The second part of that, for the sheriff's purview in the jail system, is programming. Then we have to figure out, how do we begin programming at the district court level so that we can hopefully divert individuals from their criminal behavior at the district court level, so they never make it to circuit court, so they never make it to the state penitentiary system. And that's a county by county situation. And Jackson is uniquely positioned by our size, as well as, again, when I say great community partners, you already know the great community partners that we have: the Community Foundation, Consumers Energy Foundation, the Hearst Foundation, the Weatherwax Foundation, prior to their kind of shutting down operations. I really believe we have the ability to bring together those two pieces, the enforcement piece, as well as the programming piece, to then make a fundamental change in more people's lives at an earlier point.
How do we get community involved? Obviously, we're seeing a lot of community involvement now, really against police across the nation. But don't we need more cooperation and community involvement on the positive side?
I think absolutely that's correct. It's extraordinarily unfortunate that the negative impacts that are coming out of against law enforcement in general. Those are knee-jerk reactions by really small groups of individuals. And it shows the kind of the polarization in our country. It's one of the reasons why I'm running as an independent candidate. I don't want to be a party to extreme viewpoints on either end of the spectrum. I want to focus on what the issues are and then address ultimately issues. We must support frontline deputy staff that get up every morning, probably already on duty right now, that are in their cars, that are willing to show up at our homes and businesses when we call them to ultimately assist us when we're probably at our worst, when something horrible has happened in our lives. These are the people that we ultimately call, and we have to figure that out. But honestly, to speak to something that's ultimately that's close to my heart as well, just coming out of the prison system and coming out of from parole and probation, you have to think, we have to support deputies not only with pay and show them the way we show in America that you're important is by how much we pay you, is basically how that works out. So we need to take a hard look at what we're paying frontline staff. But then we also have to take a hard look at their physical and their mental condition. We ask people to show up to some of the most horrific scenes that any human being would ever have to come to. And we really don't provide them adequate support when it comes to their own mental health from the trauma that's being applied upon them. So that's part of what this is for me, this reimagination. We need to say, look, we're asking people to do an extraordinarily difficult job. And we need to make sure that when they're showing up at these places, that they're together with their mental state, with their physical state, so that way their families can thrive, they can feel good about what they're doing. And I think a lot of that would bring together this idea that all police are bad or even this concept. That's just not, everyone knows that's not true. That all police are bad and all police are doing horrible things. The problem is the media only shows us the worst parts of ourselves when we're looking at our Facebook posts and we're looking at our Twitter feeds and we're looking at the media. That's the only thing that they give us.
Obviously, it's been a rough couple of years here. What changes do you have in the back of your head that you would be looking to make here?
Honestly, most of these are cultural changes. I say again, you know, the great parts about the sheriff's department is that they're all law enforcement experts. The captain of the road patrol is a law enforcement expert. Our current undersheriff, he's a law enforcement expert. The jail, he's an expert. The detective bureau, they know how to do their job. The deputies that are on the road, they know how to do their jobs. The issue is the tone that's been being set and this isn't the first incident when we're talking about tone. This is about a culture and a comfort level where individuals felt like it was okay to say certain things when you're performing one of the most important professions that we have in our country, the enforcement of the rule of law, ultimately within the community. So when I'm thinking of change, this is just about professionalism to me. I try to conduct myself in a professional manner when I'm doing my job. You have to understand it, exactly what you said. When you're working in a prison, we're not working with the most polite. We're not working with the most cultured. We're not working with individuals that are even happy to be where it is that they're going to be.
Sure.
So it's incumbent upon me as a professional corrections person, a professional criminal justice professional, for me to be professional even when I'm not receiving professionalism. And that elevates itself to, if you are the sheriff of the county of Jackson and you're holding meetings as the sheriff of the county of Jackson, you need to be acting at an extraordinarily high level of professionalism. I understand that we want to have fun, and I'm about having fun at work. I don't have a problem having fun. People that know me know that I like to have fun also. That's really not what we're talking about here. There's a tone that's been set in the department that I believe can be quickly remedied with leadership that's just showing up and is showing people that, look, I want to invest in you and your professional choice. And I also want to invest in the community with the individuals that we're holding for up to a year in the county jail to work with the district courts to say, look, if we invest in people on both ends of things, not only can our department be the most modern, be the most professional, and be the safest department in the country, but it can also set a benchmarks for what other counties can ultimately achieve through leadership.
Joe Beeman is running for sheriff. Joe, what have... I know you probably haven't gone door to door, but you've met with a lot of constituents, voters. What are they concerned with?
Safety. And it is interesting. And I have. I've been making my rounds around the county. We talked a little bit earlier. You know, Norville's part of this county. We're going to go to Norville. You know, Parma, Blackman. Columbia, all these areas are different. And this is what it's always about safety, but it's different types of safety.
Yeah.
The concerns around the county are different, completely different. The opioid crisis is still running rampant. And I give Prosecutor Jarzynka a lot of credit for early on starting that heroin summit and kind of beginning the work for that process, because it's still a huge issue. But property crimes, violent crimes in the city are obviously a problem. We're still having gun shooting, gun violence. We have some of the most gun violence in the state of Michigan here in Jackson County, and so that's a lot of what this is. This is about bringing people, going to their communities and figuring out what they need, and then working with their townships, Spring Arbor Township Public Safety, right?
Sure.
Or Blackman and Leoni County Public Safety. This isn't about doing a one-size-fits-all for the county. As the sheriff, we have to go out and we have to figure out what people need, and we have to help support those public safety people in those communities so that they can address the issues in their own communities.
Fair to say you're a non-politician running.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely a non-politician running. Absolutely.
Has that opened your eyes at all? Or?
The political process, I'm a firm believer in. This is the United States of America, and we have to follow kind of the process of what it is. The thing that concerns me is when we're talking about criminal justice, it's very concerning to me that there's partisanship in criminal justice. I just don't feel like, I feel like all the candidates for sheriff should all be nonpartisan candidates. All the sheriffs, just like judges are nonpartisan positions. I feel like the prosecutor's office should be a nonpartisan position. I don't like the idea of some outside influence on the criminal justice system. Okay, now if I'm a legislator and I'm going to be voting on things that are could potentially affect you in the legislature, right? Now that's a little different situation. You need to know where I stand on things, and then it's important for people to do things. So that's that. That again, that that's kind of my my position on the politics of it. I don't mind politics. I mean, this has been a very exhausting cycle, I'll say, on both sides. I think we both said we'll be happy when this is over with.
Undoubtedly.
We're getting, you know, kind of through all the ads and all these things. But
so if somebody votes for you, Joe, what are they going to get?
They're going to get someone that's going to show up every single day, and he's going to run a professional operation, and that's going to be what my expectation is that we are the most modern, that we're the most professional, and that we're the safest. And when I mean safest, I mean not just for the community. I want safety for the employees of the sheriff's department, the deputies that are in the jail that are working with populations. I want them the best trained. I want them to have the best equipment. I'm going to dedicate myself to that. I'm going to dedicate myself to reaching out to every single person in the county. The sheriff is the sheriff of Jackson County, and that's what they're going to get. They're going to get a hardworking, professional individual that's going to show up every day and is going to do the work that he says he does. I'm going to do exactly what I say, and if there's hell to pay, then I'll stand tall for that.
Joe, thanks for coming out. Good
luck.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.